Proverbs. The Proverbs we want to look at tonight draw a contrast between those who give heed to godly instruction and godly reproof, and on the other hand, those who reject it. Godly instruction has to do with God's orders, God's commands, God's directives, the biddings of God, the requirements of God has set forth in the Word of God. Our attitude toward God's instruction really manifests whether or not we have, whether or not we possess heavenly wisdom. Godly reproof has reference, of course, to the rebukes that God gives us in His Word, the reprimands that God gives us, the admonishments, the correction that God gives in His Word. So when we look at our attitude toward the instruction and reproofs of God, we're really talking about obedience and disobedience. If we give heed to God's instruction and reproof, that is obedience, and that will result in further obedience. If we reject God's instruction, God's reproof, that is disobedience. And it's not only disobedience, it results in further disobedience. It's a disobedience that's going to grow. Notice in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verses 26 through verse 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods which ye have not known. So we have the way of obedience, we have the way of disobedience. It is always wise to obey what God says. No matter where we're at, no matter what circumstances we're in, no matter what stage we are in our life, no matter what season we might be in, it is always wise to obey God. And it is always foolish to disobey the Lord. In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, very, very familiar passage of Scripture, Matthew 7, we'll read verse 24 through verse 27. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, that's obedience, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended. When you obey God, the storms will still come. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Again, obedience. He's drawing a picture here of the individual who is obedient, who hears and who does the Word of God. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, that's disobedience, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended. You notice either way, the rain descends. The storms come. But the difference is the individual who obeys God, that individual will be able to endure the storms. That individual will stand through the storms. The individual who disobeys God, when the storms come, they, of course, are not prepared for the storms. So one's attitude toward the instruction and the reproof of God is a matter of obedience, is a matter of disobedience. And again, it manifests whether or not we have heavenly wisdom. So we need to examine our attitude toward the instruction of God, toward the reproofs of God. When we're bent on going our own way, and God instructs us or sends somebody to instruct us, how do we take that? When God sends somebody to rebuke us or reprove us, or God directly rebukes us and reproves us through His Word, how do we take that? How do we respond to that? Notice if we go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 8. Proverbs 10, verse 8. Again, all these Proverbs that we'll read tonight have to do with receiving or rejecting God's instruction and reproof. Proverbs 10, verse 8, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. The wise in heart, those who have a heart-seated wisdom, will receive the commandments. Every time you tell this individual what God wants, they do not accuse you of being a legalist. They receive the commandments of God because they want to please God. They want to obey God. The wise in heart receive. To receive is first of all to hear. But it goes beyond hearing. It is also accepting what we hear, and then responding favorably to what we hear, and even welcoming it in our life. And the wise in heart, the individual who has heavenly wisdom, desires to hear the commandments, desires to respond to them in an acceptable way, desires to welcome them into his or her life. In other words, this individual has a teachable spirit. And we must always have a teachable spirit concerning the things of the Lord. The contrast here is a prating fool, one who talks long, one who talks idly. This individual is not interested in receiving the commandments of God. And this individual, just like the man who builds his house upon the sand, this individual shall fall. This individual refuses to be governed by God, refuses to be taught, refuses to be counseled, and this individual will fall. This individual will not be able to endure the storms that are coming. In Proverbs 10 and verse 17, we have the second proverb dealing with this subject. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. Not only are we to receive godly instruction, but you'll notice here we are to retain it. And that is indicated there by that word keepeth. That is, we're to hold on to instruction. We are to keep possession of godly instruction. We are by no means to part with it. But then notice it says here, he is in the way of life that keepeth instruction. In other words, godly instruction sets us in the way of life, or sets the way of life before us. And the one who keeps such instruction, the one who keeps godly instruction, will not fail in finding the way of life and will be able to enjoy the way of life. And again, if you do not enjoy God's way of life, it is because something is wrong with you. It has nothing to do with your circumstances. It has nothing to do with anything but yourself. Something is wrong with you if you do not enjoy God's way of life. And the wise individual keeps instruction. And this keeping of God's instruction sets the way of life before us, keeps us in that way of life. But then it goes on and says, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. The individual who refuses, the individual who dismisses godly reproof,
godly rebuke, godly admonishment, this individual who turns a deaf ear is going to fall into many, many errors. He's going to fall into many miscalculations. He is going to have many delusions. This individual is in for a troubled life. Rehoboam, Solomon's son, is a very good example of this truth that is presented here in Proverbs 10, verse 17. You remember that the people of Israel came to Rehoboam following the death of Solomon. Taxes were extremely high under Solomon's reign, and they desired for Rehoboam to lower the taxes, to give the people some relief. Rehoboam gathered the old men together, sought counsel of them, and they told Rehoboam, "You need to listen to the people. You need to be a servant to the people, and if you do that, these people will serve you, and you won't have a problem." Well, then he gathered the young men, the people that he grew up with, and he asked for their advice. And they said, "You need to raise the taxes even higher. If they thought they had it rough under Solomon, you need to make it even rougher." And they rejected the godly instruction of the older men and followed the foolish instruction of the younger men, and a whole kingdom was divided. A whole kingdom was divided. Again, he that refuseth reproof erreth. And oh, how many times we miscalculate, we fall into many errors because we simply refuse to listen to what God says. That is why people do the same, for lack of a better word, stupid things over and over and over again. They miscalculate continually. And the reason for that is because they will not listen. They will not welcome. They will not receive godly reproof, godly instruction into their lives. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. So here we see that scriptural instruction is the course for acquiring spiritual knowledge. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge. Therefore, the one who loves such instruction loves the knowledge that this instruction imparts. On the contrary, or on the other hand, is the individual who hates reproof, cannot stand it, cannot tolerate God's correction, cannot tolerate God's reproof in their life. And this individual is said to be brutish. In other words, animal-like, not rational. It's not a rational individual who refuses the reproof, who refuses the instruction of an omniscient God. For you not to listen to omniscience is irrational. It makes no sense at all. Not to do what an omniscient God tells us to do is irrational. It's as irrational as some stupid animal. And so we see here the individual who hates reproof is brutish. Now, this is a danger that we can all fall into. Notice in Psalm 73, Psalm 73, verse 22. Again, this isn't just something that the lost sinner is guilty of. In Psalm 73, verse 22, we read, "So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast. I was as an animal, an irrational creature before thee." And if we refuse to listen, we refuse to accept what God says,
We refuse to welcome it into our life and to receive it into our life, make it a part of our life, we are brutish. We are irrational. We lack sense. In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. And because he's right, what need does he have to listen? What need does he have to listen to instruction? What need does he have to listen to reproof and rebuke? This individual, their life can be in ruins, but they see nothing wrong with the way they're doing things. They see nothing wrong with the way they're living. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. I mean, they will even defend. They will try to justify their ungodly, wicked, evil lifestyle that is ruining their life. They will try to justify it because they believe they're right. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. There's little hope to teach an individual who knows they're right, who in their mind is right and is not doing anything wrong. You're not going to get very far talking to that individual. That individual, you need to just turn over to the Lord. The Lord's the only one who can deal with them. But we see here the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. The contrast is, he that hearkeneth unto counsel, this would be wise counsel, godly counsel, is wise. And the book of Proverbs has much to say about wise counsel. There's much to say about wise counselors. A couple different proverbs, it says, before you go to war, you ought to seek wise counsel. That's very true. Before you enter into battle, it would be good to seek some direction. It would be good to seek some counsel and not to be so stubborn in our own way that we refuse to listen, that we refuse to listen to what God says. But the fool does not seek advice, that is godly advice, because the fool in his eyes does not see that he needs godly advice or godly instruction. Proverbs 13, verse 1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. A wise son hears, not only hears, but receives and welcomes into his life a godly father's instruction. You see, the wise son, the opposite of the fool, realizes, I don't know everything. I don't know everything, and I stand in need. I stand in need of godly counsel. I stand in need of godly instruction. And because they realize they don't know everything, and because they want to do that which is pleasing to God, they seek wise counsel. They seek wise instruction. The reason they do this is because they fear the Lord. Again, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And a wise son hears godly instruction. On the contrary is the scorner. Here's an individual who has a disdain and an utter contempt for what God has to say. Has a disdain and an utter contempt for that which is right, for the instruction that tells him to do right, to obey God. So the scorner heareth not rebuke. In other words, they turn a deaf ear to it. They may hear it. They may sit in a church service and they can't help but hear it. But as soon as they hear it, they reject it. They get angry. They may storm out of the building. Mark it down. The individual's a fool. The individual is a fool.
The individual is a foolish individual. He hears not rebuke. He does not receive it into his life. And that individual, as we've already read, is going to fall into error. That individual is on a path of destruction. But then notice in Proverbs 13, in verse 13, whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed. But he that feareth the commandment, he that has a reverence for the commandment of God, shall be rewarded. So here we have the individual. Here in Proverbs 13 and verse 13, he despises the word. And we have the individual who fears the commandment. Two individuals. One dislikes the word of God. One looks down upon the word of God. One thinks very lightly of the word of God. He may hear it, it may rebuke him, but he looks down upon it. And he thinks very little of it. This individual despises the word and he shall be destroyed. In other words, his life is going to be wrecked. His life is going to be ruined. He refuses, he despises the word. And you can mark it down. The individual who hears the word over and over and over again and continually turns a deaf ear to it, he's going to destroy himself. He's going to wreck his life. On the contrary, is the individual who has a reverence or a respect of the commandment of God, and this individual is on a path of God's blessing. So again, there is a contrast between those who hate reproof, those who have a reverence for the commandments of God. Proverbs 13, verse 18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. But he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. The one who is so proud that he refuses to be taught godly principles will, in time, be brought low. But the one who regards reproof, that is, this individual considers it seriously, this individual receives godly reproof. Not only does he consider it, not only does he receive it, but he's changed by it. This individual shall be honored by God. This individual shall be blessed by God. So you see, we are either on a path of blessing or path of curse. If we listen to God's instruction, receive it, welcome it into our life, we're on the path of blessing. But if we refuse it, we are on a path that leads to destruction. Proverbs 15, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 5. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Here the contrast is between a fool, one who acts unwisely, and the prudent, one who shows care and thought, one who is sensible. The fool despises, thinks lightly of godly instruction, but the prudent receives reproof. He receives it. He welcomes it into his life. Then notice in Proverbs 15, verse 10. Proverbs 15, verse 10. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way. Now, correction has to do with reproof, has to do with warning, has to do with instruction, has to do with restraint. You correct a child, you restrain a child. It has to do with chastisement. Now it says here that Correction is grievous. Correction is painful. To him that forsaketh or abandons the way. That is the way of God. It is also grievous to the wise individual. Hebrews 12 verse 11. The chastisement presently is not joyous. So correction is not a joyous thing. But the wise individual, even though correction is painful, the wise individual knows he needs it. And the wise individual, knowing he needs it, bows to it. The foolish individual, it says he hateth reproof and shall die. He kicks against God's correction. This individual, remember God saying to Saul, Saul, Saul. And he said, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. God was speaking and Saul was fighting all the way. And any time you choose to fight against God, you bring trouble. You bring more pain into your life. It's true that correction is grievous. Correction is painful. But it's far less painful if you receive it than if you reject it, than if you kick against it and you refuse to submit to it. You refuse to submit to God's reproof. You refuse to submit to God's correction. You refuse to submit to God's instruction. You only increase your misery. You only increase your pain. And that's why so many times people are so miserable. Their life is filled with sorrow. It's been that way for years. Try listening. Try listening and doing what God says. And it'll make your life so much easier. In Proverbs 15, verse 12, a scorner loveth not one that reproveth him. In fact, he hates it. Neither will he go unto the wise. So a scorner, one who has no desire to be in the path of obedience, this individual hates instruction, this individual hates reproof. He hates the one who reproves him. A scorner loveth not one that reproveth him. A wise individual is just the opposite. Psalm 141, verse 5, the psalmist David said, let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be kindness. The wise individual looks upon godly reproof as an act of kindness, as an act of love. But we see the one who gives godly reproof, godly instruction, can become an enemy to all those who are foolish. Paul asked in Galatians 4, verse 16, have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? He said in verse 15, he said, when I first came here, you would have plucked out your eyes for me. But now am I your enemy because I tell you the truth? And that is so true. You instruct, you give godly, and you take someone aside and give them godly instruction, and a foolish person, you will become their enemy. But a wise person, they will view it as an act of kindness, and they will appreciate the individual who seeks to instruct and reprove them. Now, a scorner loves not one that reproves him, neither will he go unto the wise. That is, this individual does not seek wise counsel. doesn't say that he doesn't seek counsel at all, but he doesn't seek wise counsel. A lot of people are like that. They will go to those people who they know will tell them what they want to hear. And that's who they go to. That's a foolish individual. Or a person will go to one person, they don't hear what they want to hear, they'll go to a second, a third, a fourth. You go to enough people, eventually, I guarantee you, you'll hear what you want to hear. If you go to enough people. But that's a foolish way to live. We are to seek godly instruction. Whether it's what we want to hear or not, we are to receive godly instruction. Not that which will suit our own ends. And then in Proverbs 15, verse 31 and 32, the ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul. But he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. Again, it is the characteristic of the wise. It is their characteristic to be willing to be reproved, to be willing to be rebuked and admonished. And therefore, this individual chooses. This individual would rather converse with those and live their life and be in fellowship with those who by their words and by their actions instruct them and even rebuke them when necessary. But the fool wants to be with people that allows him or her to do as they please, to achieve their own ends. Proverbs 28, verse 9 says, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Turns away his ear from hearing the law, from hearing what God has to say. That individual, the very moment you turn your ear away from hearing God, you are an abomination to God. It's an abomination to God. And even that man's prayer shall be an abomination. Even his outward exercise of religion, it'll all be an abomination to God. And how many times people will turn a deaf ear to what God says, and then they have the audacity to say, I've prayed about this. Well, your prayer is an abomination to God. God isn't hearing your prayer because you've turned a deaf ear to God's instruction. And then in Proverbs 29, verse 1, and we'll close with this, and this is a solemn warning. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. The one who hardeneth his neck has reference to the stiff-necked. God calls them a stiff-necked people. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 8, we're told not to be no longer stiff-necked. This is an individual who hardens himself. And here the individual is often reproved. He's doing something in his life and he's reproved over and over and over and over again for the same thing. And he gets harder and harder and harder to it. That's where we are today. Many will come, sit in the house of God. They live all week in sin. They have no desire to live a holy life. They have heard over and over and over again. They have been rebuked. They have been reproved over and over and over again. They have hardened themselves over and over again, and now it doesn't even faze them. These individuals, you can preach against the very sin that they're guilty of, and it doesn't faze them. Because they've hardened their heart over and over and over again. There is a great danger in that. The danger is that the individual will suddenly, without warning, be destroyed, will be ruined. And that, and this is scary, and that without remedy. You keep hardening your heart. You keep rejecting God's instruction and God's reproof. You are in danger. You are in danger of being ruined. But it's worse than that. You are in danger of being ruined without any remedy, without any healing. In other words, there is a point of no return. The individual who you know, we all know individuals, they've been rebuked for years. And I'm not saying that God can't work a miracle in their life, but I'm telling you they're in trouble. They're in danger. They're in danger of being destroyed without remedy, without any healing whatsoever. So we need to take earnest heed. When God instructs, when God rebukes, we need to listen. We need to listen to what God says. We live in a time when people are trying to defend what is wrong. It's happening in Baptist churches everywhere. People are trying to defend what is wrong. What was people would not have even considered doing 20 years ago is being defended today. It's being defended because it's family or whatever. Doesn't matter the reason you defend it, it's wrong. It just flat out wrong to defend evil. And when you go down that path, you no longer listen to godly instruction. It's very disheartening, very disappointing. When you go to a child of God, you tell them what God's word says, and they defend wickedness. That's sad. And that individual will not listen to reproof. And that individual will harden their neck. And they'll do it over and over and over again. I know good and well that a lot of people, had they not hardened their hearts, there is no possible way that they could sit in a church service and hear what they hear and not be affected. There's no way. But the reason they're not affected is because they've hardened themselves over and over and over again. They built up calluses. Doesn't affect them. Means nothing. Means nothing to them. Nothing at all. And we get so happy when one of these wicked individuals comes in the church. Oh, they're in church. I'm so happy. Well, you need to pray that God would break, like use the word of God like a hammer and break their stony heart to pieces. It's not enough that they just be in the house of God. The truth is they're even in more danger if they sit here and go out and reject God's instruction. Now they're even in greater danger of being destroyed without remedy. So our prayer should be that God would break their hearts. But we need to examine our own hearts. What is our attitude toward godly instruction? When God instructs us in His Word, and when it's perhaps not the way we want to go, that God instructs us and God intervenes in our life and God rebukes and God reproves, what's our attitude toward the reproof of God? What's our attitude when someone preaches and it rebukes our life? Do you get mad at the preacher? Or do we accept it? Do we receive it as from God? Really, our attitude toward these things tells us whether or not we're wise or foolish, whether or not we have heavenly wisdom. Brother Seth, if you'd come and lead us.